It can drive power bills lower and reduce emissions, yet energy produced from organic waste makes up only a small proportion of power in Australia. The bioenergy industry says it's struggled to grow because of the energy policy paralysis of recent years, and it's pushing for a national strategy to improve investment in the sector. Lexi Metherill reports.
It takes heat to make canola oil, which can mean steep power bills for producers. But MSM Milling in regional New South Wales has found a way to cut 70% from its thermal energy bills by switching from gas to sawdust and wood chips. Bob Mack-Smith is a director of MSM.
What we're doing now, we burn biomass, we generate heat, and that produces steam. And then we use the steam through heat exchangers and what have you to generate hot air, and that's what's used in our process.
The move to bioenergy also cuts the producer's emissions, but Bob Mack-Smith says getting there wasn't straightforward.
It's quite daunting, the I guess, minefield of legislation and legalese, and you know, you end up talking to lawyers and consultants and say, what does this actually all mean?
Bioenergy is defined as energy that comes from an organic source, for example, wood, sewage and gas from landfill. And Bioenergy Australia Chief Executive Shahana McKenzie says the technology is developing rapidly.
So a project that's in California at the moment that is starting to progress is actually jet fuel being produced from municipal solid waste.
A report released by the peak body says in the European Union, bioenergy makes up 10% of total power used. In Australia, it's just 4%. The former Liberal leader, John Hewson, has been involved in bioenergy projects and says it's a neglected area.
One of the casualties of the climate wars over the last several decades has been that opportunities in areas like bioenergy and recycling and so on have not been properly pursued.
The report describes international bioenergy incentives, like in Sweden, where there's a ban on organic waste in landfill. And around the world, the marine and aviation industries are trying to cut their emissions by using biofuels. But John Hewson says Australia is missing out on that global wave of investment.
To get some of these projects up at a bankable scale, I think is still a challenge. And in a world where, as I say, both sides of politics have spent the last two or three decades just scoring points on each other and shifting blame, the uncertainty created by that really impacts negatively on the investment climate.
Bioenergy Australia wants both major parties to commit to a national plan for the industry. Shahana McKenzie says it could drive an economic boom in regional areas.
It is the perfect transition plan for Australia from where we have gone from, you know, our fossil kind of base to replace those jobs with renewables. It's a fantastic opportunity and it is job heavy.
That's Bioenergy Australia Chief Executive Shahana McKenzie, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.